Moncrief on News Talk.
Many homes in Ireland have that drawer full of old tech. Loads of wires, mobile phones, Walkmans, mini discs. And they might, just might, be worth something. Ciara O'Brien from the Irish Times has been writing about this. Afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon.
Are you particularly bad?
I'm awful. When you were listening off that list there, I was like, yeah, have that. I have three mini disc players at home, three of them. They're not worth anything. Three of them.
I have two boxes full of wires. And then every now and again, somebody will say, do you have a wire for this? Now, usually I do have a wire for this, but I have many other wires for things that, you know, don't have, you know, you can't plug it into anything anymore.
I think, you know, I have a box of those. And the reason why we still have the box is because I have the fear, because it's happened before, where if I throw that wire out that I don't know what it's for, the very thing that it connects to is going to fall out of a drawer somewhere in about 2 days' time.
Yeah.
So and you can't buy them anymore. And this is something obviously that the European Commission has helped with by setting down a standard. So USB-C for everything now. Brilliant. I'm fully on board with that. And the only one who was actually the holdout for that for a long time was Apple, because USB-C has been a standard, you know. So the idea that and it was down to, you know, trying to cut down on e-waste and all these cables that we have. But I still have at least one box, if not more, of cables that I have no idea what they're for.
Yeah.
We all have them.
You might find out in the fullness of time. Now, the old phones, though, particularly, might any of them be worth anything?
Well, see, this is the thing. Look, you know, most of the phones now that I have held on to have been purely for, I suppose, sentimental value. Now, if you still have a pristine original iPhone that works in its case, in its box, in original boxes, that might be worth something in a little while. But usually, you know, I hang on to these things and I think, oh, if I throw it away, it might be worth something in a few years' time. It might become something retro. So, like, I have a shelf full of consoles that I refuse to get rid of, including, as I mentioned in the article, my husband's NES, which is one of the original ones. We even have a small CRT TV, which, you know, anybody under the age of probably about 30 has no idea what that is. But we have a small portable 14-inch TV upstairs purely to play Duck Hunt, because Duck Hunt, you know, the game with the guns, the light guns, does not work on a flat screen TV, any of the newer TVs. It just won't work. So we have this one TV sitting there gathering dust for the probably one time in the past 10 years we've played Duck Hunt.
Yeah. Now,
so
might that be worth money for Duck Hunt fans?
You can buy,
you have to say that very carefully on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah, what you mean there, the judgment was there for old people who remember what these things are like me. I think, you know, you can pick them up. You can pick up those consoles for about €200. Now, I was devastated when I found out my mother, who is off somewhere doing something, so I'm fairly safe to say this without her giving me a slap around the head later, when she threw away my brother's Sega Mega Drive. I absolutely loved Sonic to the point now I have one of those reissued virtualized consoles that, you know, will play Sonic the Hedgehog. But there was it's a thing that was deeply entwined with my childhood. Now, you can buy them online usually for in and around €80, though some very optimistic people are looking for multiples of that. But they usually come with about 1,000 games, because that's the other thing. You can't get the games from them anymore either, unless you know where to look. Mm. Now, the one thing I didn't realize until I went down this weird rabbit hole that started somewhere around tech and ended up with some sort of artisan marble board on Reddit, which was a whole other, you know, thing that I can just feel myself getting sucked into. But, you know, what I discovered was, you know, the packaging off your smartphones, which most people lob in the bin about three seconds after buying the phone. People actually sell those online. Now, I'm a bit kind of skeptical, because first of all, I think, well, why would you need to sell a box off a phone? And, you know, sometimes I think scam, you know, that there has to be some sort of, you know, some poor person is going to buy this thinking that it's an actual phone inside it, or spend a stupid amount of money to find that what they actually get is an empty box. But apparently the devices are worth more if you can sell them in their original packaging. So people will actually buy boxes. Now, obviously, it's not going to be the original packaging, because the serial numbers aren't going to match up. But, you know, who looks that closely? There's even a whole thing on Etsy of people who make up boxes for old consoles like the Sega Mega Drive. $44, I think it was, for basically somebody making you up a box. And then you have to glue it together yourself. I mean, for €44, I want it glued. I don't want to have to be getting, you know, stuck to myself trying to stick it all back together. But, you know, so there's a whole kind of online thing. Now, occasionally you might be very lucky. So like the people who decided to hold on to their Apple Ones, you know, which kind of hail from the late 70s, early 80s, there was a run of them, about 200, I think, when they were numbered. They were numbered by Steve Jobs. And there's about 60 of them still in existence. Only about 20 of them work. And a couple of years ago, one sold for $400,000.
Wow.
In and around four. Now, that these are unusual, you know. So usually it's the things that are limited edition, the things that are, like, say, first generation. Now, I have a first generation iPad lurking at home. I don't think that's going to be worth any money anytime soon. But, you know, people hang on to these things, and occasionally you might hit gold. But for every one of these, you know, $400,000 computers, there's the BlackBerry Storm, there's the Nokia N-Gage, which was a terrible phone, but, you know, was okay as a games console. I have so many of these things lurking that just really have to go, because the stuff that's inside them, it's worth money, you know, to somebody, not to me, but to somebody. Because, you know, we hear all the time about e-waste, about how we're creating a mountain of it. I think last year in Ireland, about 11 million small electronics. So we're not even talking about big TVs. We're talking about, you know, say personal care devices, phones, games consoles, that kind of handheld games consoles, battery operated toys, the stuff that you know, that your child would play with for a year and then you send it on to somewhere else. You know, all of these things, these were all about 11 million. Those were sold in Ireland last year, and about 30% of them came back for recycling, which is just, like, it's phenomenal to think the amount of stuff that's actually going into the bin that could be recycled, and they can take all these rare earth elements and stuff that people are fighting over, and, you know, bullying politicians over getting access to. And, you know, that's all inside these devices, and the more we can recycle, the better. And the better, obviously, we feel about ourselves because we think we're doing something good.
Yeah.
The best thing I can say, though,
we have to leave it there, Ciara, I'm afraid. We've run out of time. Thanks a million, as ever. That was Ciara O'Brien there, tech correspondent for the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.